to the Yom Rav Chizda. Rav Chizda said, "Hakanina mino moisav amatnasa do." What he meant to say is, "I'm adding on to the matana." So hachinam here also, the Yom Af Koisvu Af Ksayvu v'Chasumu v'Avulei. The Shimura said like this:
I want you to give him this present. That's the Divrei Shimura. And he said, and also I want you to write up a shtar. So since he said the word af, also, he meant to say, I want to give him two powers. One, a regular matna shchimera. But also, if it's time, write him up a shtar, we should have a proof, he'll be better off that way.
And itmar, Rabbi Yehuda, Mar Shmuel, Alocha, the Alocha is, Kaisvin v'noisin. We do write up the shtar. The Chaynam Aravam, Rav Nachman, Alocha, Kaisvin v'noisin. It's in the case where we see a yipu koichoi, where we see the shchimera attack meant, a timiyapis koichoi, but the Shchimra meant to say, also write up a shtar. So he said, Tak, what he meant to do is to give him a Kenyan Shchimra, and also have a shtar written up, and Echnami, that's Tak, the way we do it. Then we let the Kenyan go through, and we also add on a shtar for Yipu Kayach, to give him a stronger hand. All right, we'll stop.
That your children,
you're holding up Kuflam at Vavam at Aleph by the Mishnah. Mishnah says, HaKaysev Nechosev Lebonav. If somebody writes off his property to his own children, the locha reads, Tzorach Sheyichtov, you have to write like this, Mehayoyim Uliyachem Isa, that I want to give it to you today, and if it's first Bichal, Uliyachem Isa, Divir Rebbe Yehuda, that's Rebbe Yehuda Shita, that the person wants to give his son a present, not for Teres Yerusha, he wants his son to have a present. In the case Rashi says, we're remarrying now, and he wants to make sure his old kids will get a good portion, so he wants to give away his property now to his kids. So he should write a loch of mehayim. You have to say mehayim, and then you say uliyacha misa means that the father still wants to have the right to eat the peris, to use the field until he dies. And after he dies, then it goes completely over to the son. So he has to write the word mehayim. Rabbi Yisrael Meno, ein etzarech. You do not have to use the word hayim. Even without writing the word hayim, still we know that's what the father meant, that the kinyan should be chal now, and therefore it's a good kinyan. HaKoysev Lechosev Lebonov Le'achar Moisoi. Let's say, HaKoysev Lechosev Lebonov Le'achar Moisoi. A father writes off his property, that it should belong to my son, but when, like we said before, Le'achar Moisoi, it should really first belong to you after he dies. In other words, like the guf, the kinyan ha-guf, you're giving your son right now, but you still want to have the rights to use it. So the Kenyan Peres, the father still holds on to it until he dies. So in such a case, Ho'av Eini Yochel Limcher, the father cannot sell this property right now anymore. Mevnei Sheng Suvim Leben, because it's written up to be given over to the son. In other words, like the Kenyan Haguf belongs to the son. And V'yaben, the son also, Eini Yochel Limcher, cannot sell it. Mevnei Sheng Vishus Av, because so far the son can't use it. The terrorist, the use of the field, the father still left by himself. Therefore, neither of them could sell it. What's going to be Mocharav? Let's say the father did sell this property. So Locher is Mechur Machiyamath. The Mechir is good up until he dies. Like if the father sells the property now to somebody else, so he could sell his rights. His rights says that he still has the right to use it, calls him on his alive. So if he lives for another two years, the person that bought it could use the field. But once the father dies, it automatically goes over to the son. What about Mocher HaBen? Let's say the son sold the property. The son has nothing in it right now. Right now the father has the Kenyan Peres, the right to use it. So if the son sold it now, the one that bought it can't use it. He could only first use it after the father dies, then the son has the right to use it. So since the son sold it to that person could use it. Now the Gemara says, the Reish of the Mishnah, V'chikosev mahayoyim liyachem isa, mayheve, like so what? So what if the father wrote a present to his son, and he said in the shtar the words, mahayoyim, it should be today, but liyachem isai. So we're saying, what does it mean to say? That he wants the kinyan to be chal today, just that the kid won't get it until after he dies. For the Gemara, it's not, we're not like that. We learned by a get, if somebody gives a get to his wife and he says in the get it should be today, and uliyacha misa after he dies. So the locher is get v'ain a get. It's a suffix. Get v'ain a get means it is and it's not. In other words, it's doubtful whether this is considered a get or not. And therefore, the mate, let's say the husband dies, chaletz loymis yabemis. She still needs chalitza, because maybe the get was no good. Therefore, she needs chalitza if she has no children. But loymis yabemis, she can't make yibum, because maybe the get was good. So I call upon him, there we see it's a suffix. And here in our Mishnah was saying clearly, when you say the words v'hayoyim aliyachem itza, you mean clearly the kinyan should be good. So we're going to say it like this. Hosko misaf kolon itanai hevi, yichazar hevi. True, over there we have a doubt. What did the husband mean? He said, I'm giving you a get v'hayoyim. So one way is, he means today. But then he said aliyachem itza. So maybe meant to be chayza, to retract, and says, no, I don't want the get to be today. I want it to be aliyachem itza. But since we have a doubt, that's what he meant, therefore it's a suffix whether the get is good or not. Because if he meant to be chayzer, then the get is no good. But over here, hochi komalei. Like over here, we know clearly what the father means. By giving a present to your son, we know what he means. What he meant to say was, gufa konim hayoyim, that the property itself, the gufa, the property, you get today. And peiro liachamisa. What the father meant to say is, that the peiris, the use of the property, that the son will get the yachamaisai. So by a field, that there are two things. There's the goof, the ownership of the field itself, and there's the right to use it. So since there are two things, here we know what the father meant. When he says the word mahayayim aliyachamaisai means, from today you should own the goof of the karka, and the right to use it, you first get it liyachamaisai. We have yasiyayim in the story. This says no, the father does not have to write the word hayayim. Zumar says, Rabba Barahua Cholish, she became sick. O Lagabi Rafuna Rav Nachman. They went to visit him. O Malay Rafuna Rav Nachman, so Rafuna said to Rav Nachman, Boyim Minai Halocha. Let's ask him a Shaila. Boyim Minai, ask him a Shaila. Halocha Krav Yasi, Oyein Halocha Krav Yasi. To be Paschal of Rav Yasi in our Mishnah or not. That even though the father does not write the word Hayoin, he just says he writes a present to his son, Liachamisa, still it's a good present. To be Paschal of Rav Yasi or not. Omalei, so he answered back, listen, time with Rav Yosi lo yadano. I do not even understand the reasoning of Rav Yosi. Halochi, boyim inei, shayesim if we pass him like him or not. In other words, like, of course we don't. I don't understand his reasoning. Omalei, he said, no. At boyim inei, no, you still ask the question. E halochi iloi, whether we pass him like Rav Yosi or not. But time, that you say you do not understand the reasoning of it, anu amin alecho. I'll explain it to you. Don't worry. I'll explain you the reasoning of Rav Yosi. But you just ask him, do we paskin like him or not? So, boy minei, he asked him the shaylo. Or Malay, he said back, hochi yom Rav, this is what Rav said. Halacha k'Rav Yosi. Yes, we take a paskin like Rav Yosi. That even though the father does not say the word hayoyim, it's come out like he meant it, that he meant to give the present right now. And that the father said, liacha moisoi, just meant to say that the son could first use it after he dies. Now, busted enough after they went out, Omalei, now one explains to the other what the reason of Rav Yosi is. Hainu time with Rav Yosi, you know what the reason of Rav Yosi is? The Yomar Rav Yosi holds, Zmanoi shel shtar mechicholov. Listen, the Zman, the date, that's written in the shtar, that tells us. Since you have today's date written in the shtar, from that we know what you meant to say is, the kinyan should be chal today. That the son owns it today. What do you mean, liachamisa? He just meant to say that I want to have the right to use the field until the father dies. But once the father dies, then like the son has the right to use it because he owned it from before. So that's the reasoning of Rabbi Yosi. Since the date is there, like if you really meant it first to be liachamisa, you shouldn't have wrote the date. Moshe says, Tani Nam Yochum, don't let this also. Rabbi Yosi Yonei Nesorach. You do not have to say the words Hayoin, Mevnesha Zmanes, so Shtar Machichalov. Because since you have today's date anyway in the shtar, so since you have this zman, that's no chicholov. What you meant to say is the kinyan should take place today. Just liacha moisai. That's when the son has the right to use it. Mar says boy minei rovo. Mirav Nachman. Rov is how from Nachman. Ba'akno mal. What's going to be in the case of hakno? Hakno response says b'shtar shakosu by kinyan. If the shtar itself says the kinyan inside it. Does Rabbi Yehuda argue and still need the word Mahayim? Or maybe no. Omalei said back to him, Ba'knoi Nesorach. No, if you say clearly that this is the Shtar Kinyan itself, then even Rabbi Yehuda, the Tanakhama, would agree that since this is the Shtar Kinyan, it's like you're making the Kinyan right now. So even though you do not say the word Hayim, still, the kinyan takes place today. Rav Papi Omar, Ika Kanaisa B'tzorach. No, it depends. Certain type of shtoris that you make in the kinyan now in the shtar needs the word mahayim, according to Rav Yehuda. V'ika Kanaisa B'tzorach. And there are certain type of shtoris of the kinyan itself that you do need the word mahayim. What does that mean? And that does not need it. If you write both things, that I'm giving it to you and I'm making the kinyan in the shtar itself. In other words, the shtar is not only like a raya, a proof that I'm giving it to you, but you're making the kinyan with the shtar. In such a case, letzorach, then you don't have to say the word mahayim. Because Rashbam explains, since you repeat yourself anyway, what you said like double, and you have the date there, even if you agrees, you meant today. What about kinina minei? If you meant to say it the opposite way around, that kinina minei, that ikar the shtar is a kinyan, the kinina minei, it's like a proof that we made a kinyan, the akniya, and then you say the kinyan and the shtar at the end, then sarach. Since the main thing, this is a proof, so then you have to say the word mahayim. Without the word mahayim, we're afraid maybe you meant the whole kinyan should be liachamisa. On this maskeblo of kinina, misurya, miyikimidya, there's something like this. Tianan lo yadina v'sifri yadi. They're like, we don't understand this, and the seifrim know what to do. As Ram explains, tianan lo yadina, iroiv chachom v'kiyim v'chilug loshin zeh. Like, something like this. How could it be such a difference? Like, are the chom v'kiyim in this? V'sifri yadi v'tzmiya. Tiarmim lakach niskavnu v'loit sorok v'mitzv mayayim. Like, just because the difference, how we wrote it first, whether we said the kinyan takes place first, and then it's a shtar raya, or the other way, where there's a shtar raya first and then a kinyan, this can't be a difference. Like, it's very hard to understand the difference. People won't understand this halacha. So Mora says, Shalinu l'sifrei d'avaya. They asked the seifrim of Abaya, do you understand this chilek? V'yadi, and they understood it. Well, l'sifrei d'rova v'yadi. Senechlam, if I thought you could understand this. We have Huna Bred Yeshua Amano. Bein Akniyo Knina. Whether it was written in the shtar that akniya means it's like a proof. We did make a kinyan, and then the kinina, we made a kinyan right now, minei. Then, where they said the opposite way, kinina, it should be a lashon of a kinyan right now, kinina minei. The akniya, and it's a raya, leitzorach. In both of these two cases, since you say a double lashon here, that you're making a kinyan, and it's a proof, and also you have today's date in it, so even if you agrees, you do not have to say the word mahayim. We know what the father meant. He meant to say the kinyan should take place right now, just the right to use the field the father wants to leave over until he dies. Yeah, leitzorach. Ubeducherin pizgomi, dehevei bianfaya pligi. The only machleik says when you do not write that this shtar is a kinyan. You write clearly this shtar is only a raya. In such a case, it's a machleik. Shvan says, hainu shtar edus, v'lei kinyan. Zichron Devorim, where's Zichron Kinyan? It's only like a proof. It's not the Kinyan that's being done here. It's just saying, over Dichne Fiskum, this place, there will be an Poyo, in front of us, this and this happened. In such a type of a shtar, pligi. There's the Machlekes, where you have to have the word Mahayoyim or not. Omer Avkana, Amrisa, Lashmait, the Kaimad, the Razrid, Menadoi, I said all this in front of Zichron Menadoi. The Yarmulan, he said like this, Osin you, Hochi Masisalo, you learned like that. But Anan, us here in Adoi, Hochi Masninelo, we learned like this. That Omar Rav Nachman, Fahakno Eina Tzorach, we learned clearly. Anytime this is a shtar hakno, that in this shtar itself they're making the kinyan, then Eina Tzorach, you do not have to say the word Mahayoyim. Bein Akniyo, Kinino Minei, Bein Kinino Minei, Viakniyo, Loi Tzorach. And no matter which way you say it, whether you say the kinyan first and then the proof, or you say the proof first and then the kinyan, as long as it's in this shtar, it's saying clearly you made a kinyan, you don't have to have the word mahayim. But the duchtim pizgamim, the heaven beyond poi pligi. But if you just make a shtar raya, you just say that in this place, a kinyan took place, so it's only a proof that a kinyan took place, that's where it's a machlekes. That according to Rabbi Yehuda, you have to say the word mahayim, and according to Rabbi Yaisi, still you do not need the word mahayim. Since you have today's date written in the shtar, that's enough. Then the Mishnah says, "Hakayis mechotzlo b'liachamoytei." If you do write off your property to your sons, in a case whether you wrote the word ma'ayim if you have to, but you made clearly that I'm giving the kinyan to my son right now,
The Kinyan Haguf, my son owns. Just the right to use the property, the father is still remaining, keeping by himself until he dies. See, it's learned like this. Mochar ha-ben b'chayuav. What's going to be if the son sold the property when the father was still alive? And then umeis ha-ben. And then the ben died b'chayuav. Our Mishnah just says that if the son sells it when the father's alive, later when the father dies, then that person has the right to keep it. Because the son really owns it. Just the father had a right to use it, calls the money's alive. Once he dies, then that kinyan took place. That's good if the son's alive. What's the case here, though? The son died first. Again, the father first gave over the kinyan to the son, but the right to use it, the son first gets the acher after the father dies. Then the son sold his rights to somebody else, and then the son died first. The chai when the father was still alive. Here's the machlokes. Omer Rabbi Yochanan says, "Loi kana lekeich." You know what the son.